Radio friends, I am delighted to have you again today listening to another message. The God we are serving will definitely meet you and transform you for good. Today, our topic is rising above your handicaps. Rising above your handicap. You can actually rise above your handicap. That future or handicap in your life, which has become a subject of contempt or mockery, can be overcome. There are examples all around us. Just listen attentively and act in faith. Our Bible reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not, because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, blessed be your name. You have severally revealed to us that we are overcomers of sin, overcomers of Satan, overcomers of circumstances. You change times and seasons. You change the persecutor. He became the persecuted. You change an oppressor. He became the oppressed. You change the harlot. He became a disciple. A sinner became a saint. You have power to help anyone rise above his or her handicap. Breathe upon your word. It is designed to change lives. Let your word go out and perform its divine duty to my hearers. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Yes, you can rise above your handicap. Many of us are familiar with crowds that will not allow anyone to see the center of attraction. Our passage tells us that Jesus came to Jericho, and the crowd was too much, even for those bestowed with the future of height. Tall people had problems seeing Jesus, not to talk of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was not endowed with the future of being tall. He was short. Zacchaeus not only was short, he had an ambition or a goal. The crowd became a problem. His goal or ambition was to see Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world was in his city. What a rare opportunity. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he was handicapped. Many of us do not go far in seeking Jesus and his blessings. If you want Jesus to impact on you, you must seek him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. We need to take proactive and serious actions or steps to see Jesus. Such steps may involve prayer and fasting. It may involve separation from crowd or home for a period, in a house of prayer or a church building. When you have a problem, look for Jesus. He has the answer. In the Old Testament, Hannah had a problem. She was barren. She went to the temple. When others departed for home, she stayed behind to sort things out with God. Sometimes God allows a problem to linger, so that you can draw near to him. Unfortunately, some problems drive people away from God. Some people have gone to where they should not have gone because of problems. Others have done bizarre things because of problems. The Bible says in Psalm 46 verse 1, Psalm 46 verse 1, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Zacchaeus was not liked by his people. He was a collaborator with the oppressive Roman government. He took advantage of his people. He was corrupt and fraudulent. He became rich through fraud. He was a cheat and a thief. He knew he cheated people. He knew the source of his wealth. But his ambition or goal made him to use his brain to overcome the obstacle standing between him and his goal. He had options. He would have resigned to fate. Zacchaeus would have said, "Will I kill myself? That's how God made me." But rather, he developed a way out. He ran ahead of the crowd. He had earlier located a sycamore tree on the side of the road. He climbed it and strategically positioned himself to see Jesus. Zacchaeus humbled himself. Radio friends, faith sometimes needs to be demonstrated. Faith without corresponding action is stone dead. His action paid off. When Jesus arrived there, he stopped and said to Zacchaeus, "Come down and take me to your house." Jesus values you in your situation. A person who was no person, according to the Jews, had become the host to the Savior of the world, even Jesus. The crowd were surprised, and they were asking themselves, "What is happening? A holy man going to the house of a thief?" They could not believe their ears. But to the house of Zacchaeus, Jesus went. In his house, Zacchaeus began to make confessions and demonstrated remorse for his cheats and corruption. Zacchaeus had overcome his handicap. Zacchaeus had become a winner. Zacchaeus repented of his way of life. Jesus, the Son of God, forgave him and granted him salvation. Beloved friends, it does not matter if you are short or tall. It does not matter if you are rich or poor. It does not matter if you are young or old. It does not matter if you are a man or a woman. When you encounter Jesus, he will transform your life too. Zacchaeus set out to see Jesus, but he got more than he bargained. He got a new life, a new personality. Zacchaeus is a great name in Greek, but in Hebrew it means pure, innocent. He was a descendant of Abraham. Some people have good names and good family background, but they have bad character. Jesus is there for you. Come to him today. No matter what your handicap is, you too can overcome it. Our Master Jesus has been in the business of changing lives. Yours is not difficult to change. One thing he desires you do is to seek him genuinely. He is equally seeking for you. When the seeker and the seeked meet, a miracle will be the outcome. I do not know how else to impress on you or persuade you to run to Jesus. He alone can turn you into an overcomer. Your handicaps will give way. You will emerge a new personality with influence. Your present lifestyle, which is not in line with the ways of God, will not help you. You are headed for ruin or destruction unless you encounter Jesus. Pray alongside with me. Heavenly Father, I believe you have the answer to my life problems. You can transform me. I repent of my ways, which are not right before you. I come to you for salvation. Please save me in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Oh Jesus, the Savior of the world, only you can transform life. Transform the lives of your people who are seeking you. Save them from their sins. Grant them your salvation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.